We drive.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, September 15th, 2021. September 21st, 2021. Got the wrong agenda. I thought that sounded familiar. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? We have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Carrie Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Last night, we were here till 5 o'clock because that was the last day to receive absentee request forms for absentee ballots to be mailed, but in-person absentee voting will continue through Monday, October the 4th to 5 p.m. for anybody that wants to vote for the City of Burlington primary election. They can vote absentee in person. Tonight, we have to stay open because tonight is the withdrawal and objection deadline for the city school elections. So we've received all the candidate papers, but if anybody decides that they want to pull out and not have their name on the ballot, they have until 5 p.m. tonight for that. We've got a pretty good list for some of the schools and stuff, so we had quite a few candidates that were turned in. September the 29th is...
What you said, withdraw and object, what's the object part of that?
If somebody objects to a candidate, we've never had anybody
make an
objection, but if somebody wanted to object and say, you know, hey, they don't live in the city or whatever, or disagree for some reason, they can object, but we've never had anybody do that. The withdrawal, if they want their name taken off of the ballot or the list, then they have till 5 p.m. tonight for that. And that's all for the city school election in November and for the October city primary. Like I said, the 29th, we're doing equipment testing. October the 4th is the last day to in-person absentee vote. And of course, the election is on October the 5th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, and we're just working on preparing for the city primary and now at the same time working on the city school election, so. Busy.
Thanks, Jerry. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Just staying busy.
See you.
The old with the new.
So you have one less customer to deal now.
One. Problem is, we got like 10 new ones, so.
He'd been a regular for some time.
Yes.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report.
Kevin Glendenning, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Hi, good morning. No major news from the Sheriff's Office today.
Okay. Trent Hagelvig, I'm assuming you're here to walk us through the resolution on the driveway.
Correct.
If we have any questions.
Yes.
Zach James, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Good morning. Got a couple items on the agenda today, and then ordinance updates that we've been working on. Floodplain ordinance, we'll have the first reading next week on that, so be ready for that one. And then subdivision and zoning ordinances are, we're working on a planning and zoning commission meeting right now, so those will be working their way hopefully to you here in the next few weeks, as well as airport approach regulations. So all these ordinance updates we've been working on are all wrapping up, and hopefully we'll be in front of you here in the next few weeks, we hope.
There's nothing any board looks forward to more than addressing regulations for the fourth time.
We're final time.
Final time.
Yes,
final
not that we're final
time.
Final
for
time.
A long time.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Krista Pogano, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Our 7-day rate has not changed. It'll change tomorrow. We've had 15% with 214 cases. Again, that should be updated tomorrow. Our vaccination rate for 18 and older is 54.3% for the county, and for 12 and starting at 12 and older, it's 51.4%. We are hosting a drive-through again today at Southeastern Community College from 12 to 6. No appointments necessary. We'll be giving the Pfizer, the Johnson & Johnson, and the Moderna. And again, next Friday, October 1st, 12 to 6 at Southeastern Community College. Last week, we had a Board of Health meeting. They discussed the current COVID cases. And we also discussed just the progress of the public health building and that, you know, we're moving forward with that. And also some changes to our electronic medical records for our home health department. Our current provider is no longer going to be providing that service, so we discussed different options for that, as well as the investigation for the potential near drowning. Earlier at Dankwood Park, that investigation has been submitted to the state, and we're waiting for their reports back.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning. We finally got the jail generator all switched over and finished up yesterday afternoon, so finally got that project buttoned up. And other than that, just got personnel action today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just business as usual in the recorder's office. Nothing new to report.
Thank you, Natalie. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. Last week I was up at the Iowa County Conservation Systems annual fall conference at Missouri County. Pretty neat stuff they had going up there. It's always really good to see. Other than that, we just have a work session today. Figuring out, you know, how to fund different things. We got the master plan for Big Hollow and you know, big dreams for a lot of our parks. And it's neat talking to other county conservation professionals because it's, you know, it's across the state, across the board. They've seen just massive increases in park visitation and campsite visitation. And, you know, camper sales have been through the roof, and you know, trails and everything have just been wildly popular thanks to the pandemic. And so it's kind of neat to see just the way different counties have adapted to their plans for using different stuff. And then kind of on a very sad note, in Lee County, so our colleagues down at Lee County Conservation, they lost a staff member weekend before last. Their wildlife technician and park ranger, Dustin Johnson, he passed away unexpectedly from an accident. He was 46. And so our hearts go out to the team down there at Lee County Conservation and the Sheriff's Department down there. And the family and friends of him. He was a highly respected, very loved individual. Did a lot of really great things for conservation. So that's been tough.
Just beside my wife's sister and her husband, they live in Tampa, and they've been on a 3-month RV tour. They went through Texas and Arizona and California to Oregon to Washington and Wyoming. Anyway, they've been in a couple places in Iowa for a while. And anyway, they've been out at Big Hollow since Thursday night, I believe, or whatever it was. A lot of compliments. They really, really like it. They said that's one of the nicest places they've stayed. They really have liked it.
Yeah, rough vibe. I'm proud of that place.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Flint Bottom Road's making progress. Should pour some concrete this week, so that's a good way to get things moving finally. It's still a little ways away. Concrete this week, some concrete next week, and then, of course, we've got to get some backfill and some stuff done before it's open to full traffic. But they made good progress, and that is good headway. So a couple other projects still haven't gotten. Geode hasn't started yet. Still don't have anything set on that. And Stone and Pleasant Grove is not started yet. So as I have more information, I'll give you guys updates on that, but I don't have that for today at this point. So otherwise, nice to get some moisture, actually. We blade guys will be out blading, and that's the best case scenario, as dry as we've been. And we are still pinching on gravel roads, just so you know. We're I'd say over half done now. I was able to get Shane out last week and kind of show him the process a little bit and give him a feel for it. Guys are making headway. So we'll just keep on keeping on, but we're definitely, I'd say, past half and wrap that up. So.
How much rain did we get last night? Anybody know?
Anywhere from inch and a half to three some, depending on where you're at in the county.
I have to get in my basement.
I'd say the further south you went, the heavier it was. So.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Janelle Mallory-Longquist, DeWayne County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, of course, with property tax collection. Just a reminder, next Thursday, September 30th, is the last day for payment of the first half taxes, either in the office up until 4:30, Dropbox, by mail, as long as it's postmarked, September 30th or before, and online. So starting Friday at 8 a.m., October 1st, there will be 1.5% interest. So just a reminder, get it in by next Thursday.
So everybody's well aware of it. That's nothing the board can waive. All your entreaties are in vain.
It's been tried before.
It's been tried many times, but the code of Iowa's clear on that. Doug Irvine, jail administrator.
Good morning. I was just seeing if item D, my tax suspension request, was going to go through.
That took care of that.
Yeah, took care of that. But everything's going good. As Rodney said, that the generator went in without any hitches at all on our part internally. So I don't know if they had any problems with the installation process, but everything's going good there. Got 79 with 8 out of county, kind of holding about there, between somewhere in the 70s. So other than that, everything's moving along as norm. Lisa might have miscounted a little bit on her 10 new ones, but she's being optimistic.
Thanks, Doug. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. Keeping busy, but not really anything to report, so.
No falls, nobody got hurt or anything?
Well, do we want to have that conversation?
I hope not.
I can send you a video on people that fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. It's great to be back. I'd just like to thank my staff, especially Patty Brooks, who really covered a lot of things in the office the 9 days I was out ill. And I just know I come back and I see the lawn all mowed and everything. I know Rodney and his guys have been working hard and everything. And I just appreciate all the people that pick up when things happen. So appreciate that. Good to be back.
Welcome back, Ken.
Thanks.
Anybody? We got anybody online?
One column user, but I believe that's Mike.
So. Okay. Correspondence.
I have none.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $629,375.75.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Roker.
Yes. Payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $745.75.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Roker.
Yes. We have an approval of a contract for 235th Street grading. I'm going to guess that's Mr. Carter.
Yeah, this is the dirt road upgrade that we discussed that went through all sorts of processes that we have. I think going forward in the next 6 months, whenever time allows, we're going to work on that resolution and upgrade that policy a little bit. This is the very first time this has gone through this process, so we've learned some stuff. But either way, we did take bids. They came in at $40,000. I guess I gave the only document away, but came in at $40,000, which was over our estimate, and we only had one bidder. And I think in the current market, came in at $40,688.10. The estimate was $31,926. In the current market, I think that's a good bid. I wasn't shocked at only one bid, but I do believe it's a competitive bid. Just things have gone up. I mean, it's just every time you turn around, that's the conversation that's being held in the transportation sector. So either way, we have talked to them and we're prepared to, I'd recommend signing the contract and moving forward. It did actually, as a reminder, this is a portion that the petitioner has to file, you know, has to pay for a portion of it. They did have to deposit another amount. The portion of the project that went up is the part that they have to pay for a portion of, half of it, I wanna say. So their portion of it almost doubled as part of this project. So roughly they'll end up paying about 25% of this project from what it was originally. So and that is deposited. I wanted to let you know that also. So we are ready to proceed on this.
Okay. Make the approve then.
Second. Carrie.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Thank you.
We have a tax suspension request. Parcel 1035-278-023. This is a tax suspension request from the Department of Human Services. If someone is adjudged unable of paying those taxes, the taxes are suspended. They aren't forgiven. Those taxes are due whenever that individual can pay those taxes or whenever the transfer is made. So anyway, and this is a letter from the Treasurer's Office. The homeowner of the above referenced parcel is requesting a suspension delay of the real estate taxes pursuant to Iowa Code Section 427.9. Per letter from the Department of Human Services dated September 2nd, it appears he qualifies for the property tax suspension. The letter is on file at the Treasurer's Office. What's your wishes, gentlemen?
I move to approve.
Okay. That's a pretty tepid sentence. Second. Carrie.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have an appointment to the Civil Service Commission. To appoint a new commissioner to the Sheriff's Office Civil Service Commission, Jonah Greer has expressed his willingness to serve on the commission. Jonah has served as a trooper and a DCI agent in his 22 years with the Iowa Department of Public Safety and would be a great option for the commission. The quote requires not more than two members of the commission be of the same political party, and with Terry's assistance, we confirm that this is not an issue. Thank you, Kevin Glendenning, Sheriff. This, and I know this is an appointment Kevin's been looking to fill for a little
while. So the Civil Service Commission is to ensure that we meet professional standards when we do promotions and selections for hire, and with Jonah's position in law enforcement, knowing those professional standards, history with doing interviews and the standards that are needed in law enforcement, I think you'll do a great job.
Thank you, Kevin. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
You got a good man there. I know Jonah personally, but he could learn how to play euchre a little better.
I'm sure Kevin would pass that along. Thanks,
man. I appreciate his willingness. We ask a lot of that commission. They do our interviews for anybody selected for hire and then for promotions, and they devote a lot of time, and it's really a thankless position, but we have some really good folks on it, so we appreciate it.
On we appreciate his willingness to serve. Okay, we have a resolution authorizing Des Moines County to financially support the Great River Housing Trust Fund for fiscal year 2023. I'm guessing that's Mr. James.
Yeah, this resolution, I think we've been here for the last probably almost 10 years, made the same request. This would probably normally be done during budget time, but there's a grant due in October every year, so that's why we bring it up here in September to document that we have local match for the grant that we submit to IFA. So this is a part of the matching funds that go to assist that grant. And it helps us fund the trust fund, which allows the primary thing is for residents to apply and do basic maintenance for their home, essential repairs, siding, windows, roof, furnace. But we have some other programs too that we do with that, with some other story loans or grants and things of that nature too. So this is a request for matching funds, but for your 2023 budget. Like I said, it helps document the match for our grant program. We make a request to all of the counties as well. So.
And you said this has been an annual ask as well?
Yeah, I think it's been almost 10 years now, 9-10 years, I think we've made this request. I will say this is a slight increase. I think we've been at $10,000 every other year, so it's $12,500 this year. We're just doing a lot more projects, and our grant amounts is going to be a little bit higher. So that's why we made a slight increase in the request.
They've even convinced me that they do some good things with this. So.
They've convinced Tom.
Well, heck, man.
Thanks, Tom.
That was some good convincing. I'm proud of you, Batman.
That takes a lot. Apple, you know.
We need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Sorry.
Terry.
Shannon Campbell?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Concerning the shared driveway in the John and Lillian Roth estate.
My name is Shane. You know, the level of disrespect. I didn't.
Now we got a typo or something.
Resolution number 2021-042. Thomas L. Broker, chairperson, Jim Carrey, attest, Robert W. Beck.
Go ahead.
I'm not Bob. We've already. Sorry, I can't be Bob.
We will print out another one after the
I'll
meeting.
I'll print out a
code. I think they're all Robert too.
So I'd write your name in, but I'd probably misspell it.
I know you have that. Because
you still want me to be Bob.
That's easy.
I didn't do that, Shane.
Okay.
Somebody else phone
track. Is there a show? What about Bob?
Bob will be Norris, I believe.
That's totally Norris.
I will
do
the
following.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Shane.
I can't even remember what the hell I was going
to do. I threw him off there with the Bob.
Resolution concerning the shared driveway on John and Lillian Roth Estate Subdivision. We've had at least two work sessions on this.
We have.
And this is to fix a mistake of years ago that sort of work going forward. Does anybody remember the work sessions?
Yep.
Okay. We don't have any questions for Trent. Okay. Since it does involve subdivision, I will read this. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approved and adopted a resolution approving the final plat of the John and Lillian Roth Estate Subdivision on December 5th, 2006, whereas the approval of this subdivision plat included a condition that Article 5, Section 2.7 of the subdivision ordinance be waived. However, any future development of the property for residential, commercial, or industrial purposes requires conformance to roadway improvement statute. statures, and whereas lots 1, 4, and 5 of the John and Lillian Roth Estate subdivision were subsequently developed for single-family residential dwellings, but the existing shared driveway serving lots 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 was never upgraded to comply with the standard of Article 5, Section 2.7 of the subdivision ordinance. And whereas the lack of compliance was discovered by the county staff in 2019 after zoning permits had been issued for lots 4 and 5, and the homes had each been fully constructed and occupied. And whereas the Board of Supervisors intends to ensure that no further home construction in this subdivision is undertaken until the shared driveway is upgraded to the minimum standards of the subdivision ordinance. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby reaffirms the resolution approved on December 5th, 2006, with the stipulation that no zoning permits shall be issued for lots 6, 7, or 8 of the John and Lillian Roth Estate subdivision until the shared driveway is upgraded to the minimum standards of the Des Moines County subdivision ordinance. That's it.
I move to approve.
I second. Thanks, Trent, for the hard work you did on that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trent.
Terry.
Shane McCandle?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
I'd like to know how hard Trent worked on that. I'd just like to get some clarification from a lawyerly perspective. We'll talk about it next year.
Make sure we didn't put Bob on that one.
Well, that's on there.
That's
what
it's
I was.
On there.
Said, oh, it's
not
a Bob.
As soon as I read it, because Jared did the original on both, so I was like, I'm sure it's going to be the same.
I still go into meetings and they say, we're expecting Bob. I still get that. It's going to take a while.
But do they look cheered up?
You want me to answer that? The camera's on.
I wasn't going to tell him anyway. Okay, we have personnel actions, one for maintenance. We have Gage Johnson, lead maintenance, an 18-month step increase. Previous rate was $34,670.08. The new rate is $35,903.38.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCandle.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And we have a personnel action for the jail. Russell Egan, part-time assistant clerk, discharge, effective September 7th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCandle.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. It's cook clerk. We have the clerk of courts report of fees collected for August 2021. Report will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of September 14th, 2021.
Move to approve. Sorry.
Terry.
Shane McCandle.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Future agenda items. We've got an appointment to the 911 board for next week, I think. I missed other business. Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have none. I was going to mention, you guys sent us that draft RFQ request for qualifications for an engineer architect for the a new public health facility. Yep. And I know you guys have seen it. I wouldn't mind sitting down and talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. I thought I would talk to Mike this morning. You guys did a good job on it. I was pleased. But have a Brian look at it a little bit.
I have it, and I have not had a chance to look at it, but I do have it on email. Okay. I'll try to get a look at it this week.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because I was going to add that to your list of other duties.
I'll take a look.
Okay. Other duties as assigned?
Yep.
Okay.
No problem.
So maybe we can get that done next week. Any other business or future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports.
I only had one meeting last week, and Chris to give everything that I could give you. It was a Board of Health meeting, and it was an interesting meeting. So she got you up to date on it, so thanks, Chris.
I was at town for my work development meeting, so they're going to have to catch me up on that this afternoon at 2. But I did happen to get in a jail visit, which was not part of a meeting, but it was a jail tour, and I thought it was very, very informative. And when I left, which they did let me leave, he gave me a little
piece. Did you arrive on your own volition?
Kind of, sort of.
I was wondering, was it part of the 10?
But I want you to know this, though. When I left, Doug was such a sweetheart. He said, I want you to have something to remember this tour by. And he gave me a toothbrush that was that long and a bar of soap that was it was that big. I said, man, the bar of soap that small. I hate to see the wash off. But
that isn't where I thought you were going.
God bless you. But anyways, it was informative. It really was. Just to see the operations and kind of open up my eyes to some of the things that they're going to have down the road. But anyways, I do want to thank you personally for that. And I did want to thank Brian again for the pinching tour, giving me some insight on that. Dude, that was phenomenal. Now I can really get my hands around it. I know exactly what I'm talking about when somebody comes to me.
Thanks for making the time.
And I just want to remind everybody again, the job fair September 30th from 2 to 5, Heartland, Harley Davidson.
October when?
September 30th.
Okay.
From 2 to 5, Heartland, Harley Davidson. That's it.
Kind of hard to make a shank out of a toothbrush that long.
That's why they're that long.
I meant to bring it. I'm going to bring it. It's out my car. I meant to bring it up so I could show everybody.
That's exactly why they're that long.
Thank you, Shane. I attended the COBCO, the City County Health Insurance Board of Trustees, and mostly regular business. We did go through the claims updates, and we look pretty good so far. Even with the little jump that they'd expected after, because immediately after COVID, you couldn't go get into the hospital or anything like that, so a lot of claims went down. So they knew they were going to jump a little bit, but I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. So that seems to be going okay. And that's all I had. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board? You may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or call. And in the meantime, if anybody in attendance have any comments, don't all raise your hand at once.
I'm curious as to why the newspaper was not here.
I was going to say, it's kind of quiet.
There's no press here. Did you guys run them off?
They're probably watching on YouTube.
Yeah. Lori's out of town. I know that.
Oh, okay.
She said she'd be watching the YouTube.
I'm going to assume our YouTube numbers haven't spiked.
Increased by one.
From 0 to 1. It's a false algorithm. I really believe it's going up. I really do.
Do we have two viewers?
Yeah, you'll find out here.
We
We have five.
Ooh, five.
It is going up.
Hey, before I got elected, I was going through all the old meetings, just kind of catching up, you know, and it seemed like all the numbers were pretty steady. And I went back, I just wanted to catch a new meeting, you know, with the new guy sitting on the end, and they plummeted. So we've got nothing to worry about. Nobody wants to watch us now that I'm down here.
I don't think we were very popular before that. I told Mrs. Broken once or twice. I said, you know, I said it wouldn't hurt. I should have pushed the numbers up a few of them. I'm pretty sure that didn't drive any viewership.
Mrs. Broker didn't want to be a participant?
I don't think she was interested in the least. As long as I don't say anything that embarrasses her. And that's why I say something every once in a while, so maybe she will watch. I've got about 20 seconds left. Are you pretty much caught up with your schedule, Lisa, on that you had to have done by the end of September?
We're good for September.
Are you? Okay. And the next date's in December?
As far as the homicide cases, the next one will be in January, and it's January 30th that is your deadline for all pre-COVID cases.
That's, in other words, more that deadline they have to get on trial.
It's the end of January, so each month is a little mini crisis until, as we deal with new demands and the inability to get to old waiter cases.
Your life would be a lot easier if you didn't have to deal with waiters. No offense.
They are a pain in the ass.
Or condiments. The COVID ketchup. I hear that's really bad stuff.
Hearing no further comments, thank God. With an eye, we're adjourned.
All right.
We're adjourned. Y'all have a great day.